A free program in Prince Rupert is looking to change the way mums and dads get involved in kids' education. Mother Goose teachers and parents sing and talk with their children aged 2 weeks to 2 years. Daybreak's George Baker explains why this program is set in unique circumstances and how just talking might change the course of North Coast education.
So.
A circle of mothers are sitting cross-legged. They're singing a round of nursery rhymes and keeping their bouncing toddler in front of them, tiny hands hanging from mother's warm grip. There is a lesson being taught here, but not to the toddlers. It is mum who is learning, all under the tutelage of former librarian Helen Moore.
A smooth road. You know what? Super simple, but it's so cute. So Sophia has requested smooth road.
Okay, good one.
So I usually go up a smooth road, and then a bumpy road, and then a rough road, and then a hole. And you can gauge how rough you want the news to bounce.
Is to make sure that people are getting out there and not feeling a sense of isolation. In the past, people would grow up with babies around. They'd grow up with their aunties and uncles. They'd grow up with, you know, a huge connected village. And here we're trying to help create a village for people. Sometimes people come to Prince Rupert, they're new, they don't know anybody, and this is a great way to meet new people. They may never have had been around babies before, and so this is another way for them to learn about being with other people who have babies, being with their own baby, and how that can work throughout the day.
The idea is simple enough. Get parents to engage more with their toddlers in positive ways and in direct ways, rather than hoping early morning TV will give them the mental nourishment they seek. Parents play with their kids. Here, they talk with them directly, and they try to be positive.
The main thing, too, is to make them realize they don't need anything expensive or any sort of flashcards or expensive toys. They just need to emotionally connect with them, and so it's definitely fostering a sense of emotional bonding between the parents and the child.
Mother Goose isn't unique because of its focus. There are many programs across North America that reach out to parents of infants. The talk these days is to stimulate infant brains to give them a better chance at education. What's unique about Mother Goose is where it's happening. Prince Rupert is a town saddled, whether fairly or not, with a poor reputation for education. Roosevelt Park Elementary School once had the title of BC's worst school. And the high number of at-risk Aboriginal youth here only exacerbates the problem. That's why Helen Moore is taking Mother Goose to Roosevelt, a school filled with Aboriginal children from a nearby public housing neighborhood. And then she takes it here, at the Aboriginal Friendship House. It's a target audience Moore hopes to reach.
I think it's really important because it's been proven that rhymes and songs are really important for people to go forth and to use throughout their day in terms of school readiness even. It sounds funny to think about that when your baby's only 2 weeks old, like one of the babies here this morning, but if you are singing and talking and extending what's going on throughout the day, then your baby's absorbing all the vocabulary and all that information. A lot of different times. We talk about all sorts of things, actually, in the program. We talk about what are some your best parenting moments or you know, what's the best parenting advice that people have been given. Somebody told me that one thing that really resonated with her was that the days are long, but the years are short. And so somebody shared that, and somebody else said, work on the relationship, not the task. And so a lot of times people share parenting nuggets of information that help them as well. But I think in terms of singing and using rhymes and all those things, the more you can speak with your child, the better throughout the day. There's also been studies that show that in some houses that don't speak as much and don't sing and talk, the child might be exposed to, say, 500 words per hour, whereas if people are connecting with their little one and talking, then they might be exposed to 2,000 words, and all those words are going to go into their mind and help them learn to express themselves earlier and help them learn to read earlier and do all sorts of things that will help them out in school eventually.
Samantha Dakin and her daughter Sophia, age 2, are here to overcome communication challenges.
What's the biggest challenge communicating with Sophia? I would say, at this point in development, making requests.
Samantha is trying to get Sophia to agree to be interviewed, but without being demanding.
Is Helen a really good singer?
Yeah.
What kind of songs do you sing? Do you like going home and singing with Mom, the songs that you practice here?
Paint on me.
What are your favorite songs?
Pickly Bickly Bumblebee.
It can be a slow process. Toddlers can be shy with strangers. And even if they do talk, they sometimes don't know what to say.
What do you like about Helen? Are you talking to her?
Yeah.
Do you like Helen?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do we do at Helen's? And Mother Goose. We sing songs?
Yeah.
What else?
Play.
Do we read?
Yeah.
And play? Have fun with friends?
Yeah.
UK researchers found that a parent's effort is more important than a teacher's. If a parent tries harder to be involved, so will the child. It's something Nicole Cakley is trying with her 2-year-old daughter, Aaliyah, and 2-week-old son, Finley.
Oh, I mean, I ask her questions in such a way that she has a choice rather than just no. You know, I don't ask her if she wants to do something. I ask her which one would she like to do, so she feels more, I think, independence and responsibility. Try and just be articulate with her.
And all that attention comes with unintended results, such as the word no.
No is a big thing for her. Yes, she's just entered that stage.
So does she say no a lot?
She says no, yeah, if I ask the question perhaps in a way that would welcome that word. And I think also just having a new baby brother, she's feeling a little bit frustrated with the lack of attention, so no has increased in our household.
While talking is good, even during a ruckus in a tiny tent. It's now on these mothers to take on what Moore is teaching them and plan for the next 16 years of working with their child towards an education. For CBC Radio, sitting by a singing circle, I'm George Baker in Prince Rupert.